Hi everyone, welcome back to another edition of the Dress of a Watch podcast. On this episode, we are going to talk about watch styling. Specifically, about how to style the Omega Speedmaster. So, when I did the first part of the How to Styling series a couple of weeks ago, you guys, especially on Instagram, you guys really, really loved it. So I figured I'd let you decide which watch that I should style next. And one of the most named watches I should style was the Omega Speedmaster. So in terms of that, I took my Speedmaster Reduced, stripped it off its bracelet, and laid it down flat and thought about, again, three different styles to show you how to style the Speedmaster. So overall, the trend about the Speedmaster and the Speedy Tuesday and everything going on social media around the Speedy was very favorable for this topic. So I actually, a couple of years ago, I bought the Speedmaster just specifically to try out different styles and to put it on different bracelets to see how it looks. So let's get right into the styling options. And again, I've chosen three different styles, very similar to the three ones I did in my first How to Style episode, where I styled the Rolex Submariner. This time, the three styles were elegant, so a more formal style, a colorful style that you can wear casually, and a sporty style that you could take to the gym or to any other sporty occasion, and also in terms of that, wear it casually again. So let's get right into it. The first style, the elegant style, is I've chosen a brown classic leather strap. So the strap is made out of Italian calf leather and it makes the Speedy look amazing. It has a honey-like colored leather. It has also a little of a patina that you will see after time. It has some colored edges. It has a lighter stitching. So this makes the watch and specifically the dial pop a little more, because the stitching is not that aggressive in terms of flashiness. And then it just works with the watch. I think the Speedmaster was made to put on a brown leather strap, an Italian, made out of Italian leather. It just looks gorgeous. And this look will carry through any formal occasion. I'd recommend pairing black brown shoes and a brown belt to that. But of course, you can go with whatever combination you'd like. It would work very well with a black suit. It would work very well with a blue suit, but I do not think that it will work very well if you have black shoes, and it won't be your go-to watch for a black tie event or something like that. But for any formal day event or for business and for everyday work life, especially if you're in the financial industry or if you're a consultant, this will work very, very well. The second style I chose was compared to the style I chose for the Rolex Submariner, this bracelet or this strap I chose is a bit more colorful than the blue alligator strap I chose for the Rolex Submariner. So for the Speedmaster, I took a bright yellow croco looking or croco embossed calf leather strap, which instantly sends out a very, very happy, very, very friendly, sunshiny vibe. And this look will give you this, I don't know how to say it. It will be the detail of your outfit. It will be hard to pair anything to it, but rather not pairing it, in specifically just wearing the outfit you're wearing on a casual basis, or even if you're going out at in the evening, and just having this as a colorful accent or a colorful detail for your Speedmaster will work very, very well. In terms of that, you can check out all the looks, all the pictures on my blog at dressofawatch.com. And you can also check out my Instagram, where you can see also some pictures of the watches and the styles I took. So there you'll see everything you need in terms of that. This specific colorful style will be something for the more extroverted looks, or for the fashionistas or the color fans, because it does set a very, very bright accent, and it will be something else than you're normally wearing. And the last look is the sporty look. Again, I've chosen a material combination from Hirsch, from its performance collection, which is a caoutchouc, which has a caoutchouc core or a rubber core and a alligator embossed calf leather on top. But this time I changed it up a bit. There's no red stitching, but the caoutchouc has a color, and so it makes the strap, so it makes the watch look very, very nice, and it blends in with the black and white dial of the Speedmaster, reduced very, very nicely. And in terms of that, you can easily take it, you can take the bracelet into the shower. You might not want to take the watch into the shower, since it doesn't really have that water resistance as dive watches in particular. But you can always rinse off the dirt, and you can take off the bracelet, because all these bracelets I'm using, they have a quick exchange mechanism inside, so you will be able to put it off, can clean them, and then take them with you again. This look will also work very, very well with a casual style, so you'll be able to wear this on a daily basis. You can also take this style out in the evening, because even though the strap is very sporty, it does have a very clean look. It's not too flashy, but the red rubber core does give it this colorful or stylish aspect that will make the watch be more of a styling piece rather than just being a time piece in terms of accessories. Yeah, and again, I'd like to invite you to check out all the pictures on my blog. You will see everything, and if you have feedback in terms of styling, or if you want me to style a different watch, please feel free to send me a direct message on Instagram at dressofawatch, and then I can help you out with styling your watches or give you some feedback on your stylings. And I'd be happy for you to give me feedback or to tell me which watch I should style in the next episode. So I hope you enjoyed this. Please feel free to, again, check out my social channels, and also check out the blog at dressofawatch.com. Comment, and I hope you've enjoyed this episode, and I'll check in the next time. Thank you very much.